请弟兄姊妹将圣经翻到马太福音十二章。
Please open your Bible to Book of Matthew, Chapter 12.
马太福音十二章一到二十一节。
Today we'll read the verse from 1 to 21.
我来读，弟兄姊妹请听。
Please listen.
马太福音十二章第一节，那时耶稣在安息日从麦子经过，他的门徒饿了，就掐起麦穗来吃。法利赛人看见，就对耶稣说，看哪，你的门徒做安息日不可做的事。耶稣对他们说，圣经上记着大卫和跟从他的人饥饿事时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？他怎么进了神的殿，吃了陈设饼，这饼不是他和跟从他的人可以吃的，唯独祭司才可以吃。再者，律法上所记，当安息日，祭司在殿里办了安息日，还是没有罪。你们没有念过吗？但我告诉你们，在这里有一个人比殿更大。我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭司。你们若明白这话的意思，就不将无罪的当作有罪了。因为人子是安息日的主。耶稣离开那地方，进了一个会堂，那里有一个人枯干了一只手。有人问耶稣说，安息日治病可以不可以？意思要控告他。耶稣说，你们中间谁有一只羊，当安息日掉在坑里，不把它抓住拉上来呢？人比羊更何等贵重，所以在安息日做善事是可以的。于是对那人说，伸出手来。他把手一伸，手就复原，复了原，和那只手一样。法利赛人出去商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。耶稣知道了，就离开那里，有许多人跟着他。他把其中有病的人都治好了，又嘱咐他们不要给他传名。这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说，看哪，我的仆人，我所拣选，所亲爱，心里所喜悦的，我要将我的灵赐给他。他必将公理传给外邦，他不正经不喧闹，街上也没有人听见他的声音。压上的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭。等他实行公理，叫公理得胜，外邦人不要仰望他的名。
什么叫念下英文？
好，下面我让司宝长老念一下英文。
Now we read in English. Lord of the Sabbath.Chapter 12 of Matthew. At that time, Jesus went through the green fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick some heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath. He answered, Haven't you read what David did when he and his companions were hungry?He entered the house of God, and he and his companions ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for them to do, but only for the priest. Or haven't you read the law that on the Sabbath the priest in the temple desecrated the day, yet are innocent? I tell you that one greater than temple is here.If you had known what this word means, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath. Going on from that place, he went to their synagogue. And a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, they asked him, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? He said to them,If any of you has a sheep that it fall into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it's lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Then he said to the man, Stretch out your hand. So he stretched it out and was completely restored, just as sound as the other.But the Pharisees went up and plotted how they might kill Jesus. Aware of this, Jesus withdrew from that place. Many followed him, and he healed all their sick, warning them not to tell who he was. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant, whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he leads justice to victory. In his name, the nations all put their hope.
好，我今天讲到题目是安息日的主。
Today my sermon title is Lord of the Sabbath.
所以说我们必须首先明白安息日是怎么回事。
So first we have to understand what Sabbath means.
所以说我会依据旧约圣经的记载和大家分享第一个小题目，就是安息日。
And we'll go back to the Old Testament so we understand what is Sabbath.
我们今天的基督徒不会像今天我们所念的经文提到的法利赛人那样来理解安息日。
Today Christians will not, you know, like the, what the verse, the Pharisees,、Pharisees, how we understand the Sabbath day like they do.
法利赛人只抓住圣经记载安息日字句教训的字句，没有明白上帝设立安息日的真正目的。
Pharisees, they don't understand the Lord established the Sabbath day, the true meaning of it. They only grab the word in the Bible who described the Sabbath.
他们非常小心地去守拉比有关安息日的条文。
And they're very careful about the Sabbath day according to their rabbi's teachings.
他们自己被这些条文所捆绑。
They were bounded by those words from their rabbi.
他们也拿着这些条文去捆绑别人。
And from those rabbis' teaching, then they bound other people as well.
如果我们一个人失去了对别人的怜悯之心，是无法真正明白安息日的真理。
If we are not merciful to others, and we will not understand the true meaning of Sabbath day.
也无法真正的把上帝设立的安息日的真理实行出来。
And we cannot understand the truth about the Sabbath.
我们曾经讲过，主耶稣在马太福音九章十三节就引用了旧约何西雅书六章六节的经文。
And we already said in Book of Matthew chapter 19, verse 13, Jesus already used the verse from the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verse 6. And here he used this verse again.
我们看到今天在这里主耶稣在十二章的第七节又再一次引用了这些经文。
So in chapter 12, verse 7, Jesus used this verse again.
我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭司。
For I desire mercy and not sacrifice.
因此一个人就要有连续人的心。
And a person should have a merciful heart.
才能够真正的把安息日的真理实行出来。
Only through that you can understand the true meaning of Sabbath.
当然今天的基督徒不会去拿这些律法的条文去捆绑别人。
Of course, today Christians will not use the law from the Bible to bind other people.
但是我们今天走到了另外一端。
But we might go to the other extreme.
根本不在意安息日的诫命所规定的条文。
We don't care for what the Sabbath, the law about the Sabbath tell us.
这是一个很严重的问题。
This is very serious.
如果我们对条文不知道，我们怎么来守安息日？
If we don't understand what God's commandment about the Sabbath, how can we follow the Sabbath.
所以说我们要回到圣经中有关安息日的规定。
And we must go back to the Bible and to read on the Bible what God telling us about the Sabbath.
只有当我们明白了这些安息日的规定规条之后，才能够真正的明白今天主耶稣在经文中所教导的。
Only after we understand these rules and the regulations about Sabbath day, and we can understand what Jesus is trying to teach us in today's verse.
有关安息日的规定记载在出埃及记二十章八到十一节。
In the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8 to 11, that's where the Sabbath day teaching is recorded.
也就是摩西颁布的十诫的第四诫。
And this is also the number 4 commandment of the 10 commandments from Moses.
我们可以把圣经翻到出埃及记二十章八到十一节。
If you open your Bible to the Exodus chapter 20, verse 8,
我相信这些经文大家都很熟悉。
I know, I'm sure our Christians are very familiar with this verse.
出埃及记二十章八到十一节是这样说的：当纪念安息日，守为圣日，六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里居住的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福安息日，定为圣日。
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God.On it, you should not do any work, you or your son, or your daughter, your male servant, or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rest on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
接着说要守安息日为圣日，圣日什么叫圣日？圣日就是要把这个日子分别出来。
And the commandment said we should keep the holy. What holy means we should separate this day from other days.
我们在地上存留的日子都是属乎上帝的，但是还是需要借着这第七日安息日来分别一下。
Of course, we all days are from God. We should glorify God, but we should separate the seventh day, keep it holy.
这个分别可以让我们纪念耶和华上帝在六日创造了万物。
And so this separation and this devotion so make us to remember and understand God created heaven and earth in 6 days.
因此安息的规定第七日无论何工都不可做。
So the Sabbath regulates that on the seventh day we should not do any work,
就像上帝歇了他一切的工一样。
Because God rested on the seventh day,
上帝让我们在这一日单单的来敬拜他，思想上帝为我们所成就的一切。
God wants you stay, use this daySo us people can worship on this day and remember what God has done for us.
第四诫命说六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜并你城里居住的客旅，无论何工都不可以做。
The first commandment says, first a commandment said, 6 days you shall labor.And do your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you should not do any work, you or your son, or your daughter, your male servant, or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gate.
在今天的基督教里面，将你一切的工，我们一般解释为我们日常的工作。
In today's Christianity, sometimes.We explain this any work meaning our ordinary daily work.
所以无论何工都不可以做，就解读为基督徒只要礼拜日不上班就可以。
And so this You should not do any work can just be interpreted as on Sunday, a Christian cannot go to work.
就这样的解读，我们也看到，我们许多基督徒还是无法做到。
Even this interpretation, sometimes a lot of Christians cannot follow.
有些基督徒星期天需要去加班。
And some Christians has to go to work on Sunday.
我们必须承认，在这个越来越悖逆的世界里，基督徒要守安息日绝不是一件容易的事。
And we acknowledge that, in today's this evil, world, and for Christians who want to, follow Sabbath, it's not an easy thing to do.
美国建国初期，也就清教徒刚登陆北美的时候，基督徒守安息日就要简单的多了。
In the American earlier time, the Christians are much easier to follow the Sabbath day.
那时候，星期天所有的加油站全是关门的，所有的商店全是关门的。
In the early time, all the stores are closed, and all the gas stations is also closed on Sundays.
所以说，你想违背安息日，我要给车去加点油，都没得地方去加。
And at that time, you know, if you don't want to follow the Sabbath,And you said, oh, I need to put gas into my car. And you cannot do it because no gas station is open.
但今天的美国就不一样了。今天美国的那些老板礼拜天要你去加班。
And today, American, of course, is no longer the same. And those boss will ask you to go to work on Sunday.
这样的老板如果是在加油站星期天都关门的时代，他做不了老板。
And this type of boss,In the old times, when all the gas station has to be closed, and he cannot be a boss.
因为没有人给这样的老板去工作。
And no one will work for this type of boss.
这就是在美国现在守安息日都比较难的原因。
And that is the reason why today, you know, it's tough for us to follow the Sabbath day.
那如果更加悖逆、更加背离上帝的国家，像中国，那就更难了。
For the other ones who really against God, such as China, it's really tough.
在中国，那人的观念，星期天只是一个假日，而不是一个敬拜上帝的日子。
And in China, you know, the people's mind, Sunday is just a vacation day. It's not a day to worship God.
所以说，逢到节假日就会串星期天，改为长周末。
And so when it's the Chinese holiday, and they will gather all the Sundays together and become a really long, long weekend.
所以说，在中国是全国性的星期天要上班。
And so in China, you know, it's nationwide, everybody has to work on Sundays because they move the Sunday to make the holiday longer.
所以在国内的基督徒如果要守住安息日必须付出更多的代价甚至会失去工作。
So in China, the Christians in China, they will pay much more to follow the Sabbath day.
但是我们要看到这一点社会的环境越恶劣我们能够守住安息日越能够守住安息日，就是对我们信仰的一个宣告。
And they might lose jobs in China, but now we should know, you know, when this dark and this evil society, no matter how hard it is, if we can still follow the Sabbath, and then the stronger is our faith.
在美国星期天加油站关门的时候，你说我守安息日，其实你想违背安息日都没条件。
In the old days when all the stores, gas stations are closed, and you said, no, I don't want to follow a Sabbath day, there's no chance for you to not to follow the Sabbath day. But in China, you know, if you look for a Christian to follow the Sabbath day, they might lose their job.
但是基督徒在世上做盐做花，就是在那样的环境里做盐做花，不是在好的环境里我们做盐做花的。
So it's but it's only in this type of situation, we become the salt and the light of the earth. It's not in when things are easy, everything is smooth. and you are the salt of the world or light of the world. It's only in the tough situations you are the light, you are the salt.
当基督徒在那样的环境中做言做话，我们相信天上的父神一定看见，一定纪念。
And only in when it's this situation when it's tough and you become the salt and the light of the earth, God will remember you.
第四诫命说，六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日要向安。要向耶和华你神当守的安息日，这一日你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做。
Okay, in the fourth commandment, once again it says, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son, your daughter.Your male servant, your female servant, your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates.
我们看这些经文，要知道这些经文不只是指我们星期天不上班这件事。
This verse is not just saying on Sundays we should not go to work.
这里是说一切的工。
And here it says all your work.
自然也包括我们家里所需要做的工。
This also including what we need to do at home.
因此，在六天中能做的工作，就不能把它放在星期天来做。
So, any work we can do among our other seventh days, we should not leave it for other 6 days. We should not leave it for this Sunday, for the seventh day.
所以说，你家里要打扫吗？
So if you need to clean your home,
在礼拜一到礼拜六都可以打扫，所以说你打扫的是绝不能放在星期天来做。
You can clean your home, from Monday to Saturday. You should not clean your home on Sunday.
所以诫命中说，六日要劳碌做你一切的工，第七日是无论何工都不可做。
And so the commandment says, 6 days you shall labor, do all your work.But the seventh day, you should not do any work.
所以，作为基督徒，在你能够做决定的事情上，要将自己的工作都安排在六天来完成。
So as a Christian, within your capability, you should plan to do all your work within the 6 days.
你自己能做决定的事，你不能把我决定在礼拜天做什么。
And if you can plan for it, you can decide.You should not leave that day on the Sunday.
上帝是要我们在六天里劳碌做一切的工。
God wants us to labor on the 6 days.
劳碌就不应该懒散，就不应该偷懒。
And labor, that means we cannot be lazy.
六天里要做的工，你要就是要在六天里完成。
And you labor, so you should finish your work in the 6 days.
你做基督徒，你千万不能想啊，星期天我可以继续做这个事。
As a Christian, you cannot think, oh, I can continue my work on Sunday.
一旦你有这个想法的时候，你就违反了安息日。
When you think of this way, you are breaking this commandment.
上帝已经给了我们六天的时间，星期天不是属于我们的时间，那是属于上帝的。
God already gave us 6 days. So Sunday is not our time. It's God's time.
我们就不应该对星期天有任何工作上的安排。那一天只能用在上帝的事情上。
We should not plan for any work on Sunday because that day belongs to God.
那天我们要来到教会敬拜上帝。
That day we should come to church worship God.
在家里思想上帝的话。
In home, we should think about God's word.
来到教会与弟兄姊妹一起分享上帝的话。
And we come to church, we share God's word with our brothers and sisters.
所以六天可做的工作，绝对不能放在礼拜天来做。
So, all the works when we can do in the 6 days, we should not take it to Sunday.
或许有人会提出来，我实在太忙了，六天的时间根本不够用。
Maybe somebody will say, oh, I'm too busy. 6 days is not enough for me.
其实作为基督徒连这个想法都不应该有。
As a Christian, you cannot even think of this way.
上帝给我们六天的时间一定是足够我们用的。
God gave us 6 days is sufficient for us.
认为六天不够我们用，有两方面原因。
If you think 6 days is not enough, then you have 2 reasons.
第一个原因是我们没有很好的安排时间，我们在那里偷懒，在那边闲着，在那边拖拖拉拉的浪费时间。
And the first reason is we did not manage our time well. We are lazy and we waste a lot of time.
所以六天的工作你完不成。
So in 6 days, you cannot do all your labor.
如果说我们是很勤劳的，在那里工作，仍旧不够用。
If we are really work very well and we work very hard and 6 days is still not enough,
那么就是第二个原因。
Then that's the second reason.
我们太追求这个世界。
We are too after this world.
我们太追求世上的更多的财富、更高的名誉、地位等等。
We want too much wealth, too much honor and prestige.
我们所追求的超出我们能力范围。
And what we want is beyond our capability.
很简单的例子。
Let's give you a simple example.
你可以追求住大房子。
You want a big house.
但是你必须住得起大房子。
First, you have to pay.
你可以有很大的后院。
You can have a big yard.
但是你必须雇得起打草的人。
But you have to hire the people who can maintain this yard for you.
你住的房子可以有8间10间，但是你必须能雇得起帮你收拾打扫卫生的人。
You can have a big house with 8 or 10 bedrooms, but you have to hire the maid to help you clean.
你说我顾不起我自己看。
So you say, oh, I cannot, I don't have enough money to hire all these helpers. I will do it on myself.
那就是超出你范围了，你六天就忙不过来。
That means you are beyond your after what your ability is.
就不应该住这么大房子。
Because you cannot take care of it in 6 days.
你住的房子要自己能收拾得了。
That means you should not buy this big house. You should buy a smaller house.
所以我们不要超出我们的范围去追求世上那些东西。
So let's not go after those things beyond our capability.
对我们的孩子也是这样。
To our children, it's the same way.
我们有时候我们孩子很忙很忙。
Sometimes our children are very, very busy.
礼拜天要做功课。
And Sundays they have to do work.
要学琴。
They have to go to learn the piano or violin.
要学中文。
And or Chinese class.
要参加各种的体育活动。
Or any sports event.
我不是说这些不可以。
I didn't say you should not do this.
但是你对孩子的期望，你不能超过孩子的能力。
And here is.You should not set too high expectation which is beyond their capability.
你对孩子有这么高的期望，你是希望孩子将来能够获得更多的财富、更高的名誉和地位。
And you set expectation high for your kids. What it's for? Is it for wealth, honor, or position?
所以家长就会给孩子加很多额外的负担。
So the parents will give a lot of work for their children.
到最后，孩子，哎呀，礼拜天我不能去教会。
So the children, they will say, "Oh, Sundays I cannot go to work. I'll go to church."
最后到孩子念大学了，离开信仰。
So when they go to church, and they lost their faith.
因为我们家长就没有看重这个信仰。
Because as a parents, we did not.Care about this faith.
我们从小就给孩子灌输一样奔世界的观念。
And when they're young, we already gave them this thought they can go after the worldly things.
所以说我们会出现这种情况，根本的原因是我们在我们的思想中，星期天只是一个假日。
Why this happens? Because, as in our thought, Sunday.Is just a vacation day.
在我们思想中，没有认为星期天是归耶和华上帝为圣的日子。
We never saw the Sunday is the day that is holy, should give to God.
我们就会很随便的占用星期的星期天的时间来做自己的事。
And we will do any work on Sunday as we like.
当然，法利赛人对我们前面念六日劳碌做你一切的工，第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日，这一日你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜、婢女、城里所寄居的客旅，无论何工都不会做。他们的理解不是我们上面这样的理解。
Now let's go back to the verse 9, the fourth commandment. The 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath day to the Lord your God. You should not do any work. You or your son, your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, your livestock, or sojourner within your gate. But the Pharisees, they interpreted these words is different.
当他们断章取义的理解这些经文的时候，要比我们上面理解的更加严格。
And they do not understand on 6 days you shall labor, and they only look at you should not do any work on Sunday. So they put a very strict rules.
他们离开了六日要劳碌做你一切工这个上文，来解释后面无论何工何工都不可做。
They did not use the 6 days you shall labor to interpret it. On the seventh day you shall not do any work.
如果这两句经文放在一起，我们就知道星期天何工都不可以做是指六日可做的工。
So if we put these two together, what we can understand is on Sunday you should not do any work, which means those works you can do in the other 6 days.
如果我们把这断开，就变成无论何工都不可以做。所以法利赛人认为，上帝既然说了无论何工都不可以做，就必须不可做任何的工。
And if we separate these two sentences, then that's what Pharisees do. Then Pharisees think, God said you should not do any work. Then their interpretation is they cannot do any work.
但是你想，如果一个人什么工都不可以做，他只有一个选择，躺在床上不能起来。
And then you think about it. If you can do, you cannot do any work, then what does that mean? It means you can only lie in the bed.
当然这是不可能的。
That's impossible.
所以说犹太教的拉比就对安息日可做什么不可做什么做出相当详细的规条。
So the rabbis of the Judaism, and so they had to give very detailed regulations and rules on the Sabbath.
例如就是说安息日你走路路程不能超过一公里。
So they put those regulations means, okay, on Sabbath day you cannot walk.
你超过一公里就违背了安息日。
If it's beyond 1 kilometer, then you are not following the Sabbath.
在这些细则的条文规定下，安息日就不是不可做六日的工作，而是不可以做拉比没有允许的工作。
So in this detailed rules and regulations, so the Sabbath is not meaning you cannot do the work you can do in the other 6 days, and it's the meaning, true meaning become, you know, you cannot do the work. The rabbi did not say yes.
如果按照拉比的规定，我们安息日遇到紧急情况、紧急事件，我们都不能够有任何的行为、行动。
And so, in that case, you know, under Rabbi's teaching, means on Sabbath day, if you do have an emergency, but then you cannot do any work related to that emergency.
很简单一个例子，犹太教拉比的时候还没有电灯和电梯。
So in that case, let's make an example. You know, for the early times of the Judaism, there is no electric lamps and elevators.
因此在拉比的规定里面没有说礼拜天可以开灯关灯。
So, you know, in the rabbis, all the rabbis teaching, they didn't say anything about turn on the light switch or turn off the light switch.
所以说今天见虔诚的犹太教徒礼拜天是不开灯关灯的。
So today, those Orthodox Jews,and they will not turn on the light or turn off the light.
现在有楼房，你住楼，你上楼下楼，你不能按电梯。 边际的恩的你不能恩的，恩的你就是违反安息日。
And then in the modern high rise, you know, you have the elevators, but for the Orthodox Jew, they cannot push the elevator buttons. If you push it, then that means you didn't work.
所以犹太教的大楼必须有一个外邦人在看电梯，帮他们按电流。
So for a lot of Jewish buildings, they will have a Gentile, a person there just operate the elevator for them.
当法利赛人这样诠释上帝安息日的时候，就离开了上帝安息的原本的意思。
When Pharisees interpreted God's word like this on the Sabbath, they left the true meaning of the Sabbath.
我们在今天所读的马太福音十二章一到二十一节，主耶稣就是挑战法利赛人对安息日的错误诠释。
So today's word from 1 to 21, what the Lord Jesus is doing is to challenge Pharisees.Their wrong interpretation of the Sabbath.
我下面和大家分享第二个小题目，安息日的主。
So today's second topic is the Lord of Sabbath Day.
在今天所读的经文中，第一节到十三节，主耶稣在三个方面挑战法利赛人对安息日的错误规定诠释。
In today's words, from verse 1 to 13, Lord Jesus challenging.The Pharisees, there are wrong teachings on the Sabbath day, with three challenges.
第一方面，从第一节到第四节。
The first challenge, verse 1 to verse 4.
那时，耶稣在安息日从麦地经过，他的门徒饿了，就掐起麦穗来吃。法利赛人看见了，就对耶稣说：“看哪，你的门徒做安息日不可做的事了。”耶稣对他们说：“经上记着大卫。”和跟从他的人饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？他怎样进了神的殿，吃了陈设饼，这饼不是他和他跟从的人可以吃的，唯独祭司才可以吃。
The verse 1 to 4. At that time, Jesus went through the green field on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. And when the Pharisees saw it.Said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on Sunday, on Sabbath day." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who are with him, but only for the priests."
我们看到门徒跟着主耶稣传讲天国的福音，他们没有条件带上足够的食物，也没有时间在六日去做充分的准备。
And when the disciples following Jesus and to spread the gospel, they don't have the opportunity or the chance to get enough food, and they don't have the time in their 6 days to prepare for the Sunday.
所以当他们经过麦地的时候，就掐了麦穗来充饥。没有人喜欢拿刚刚成熟的麦子当食物的，这只是他的门徒的权宜之计。
So that's when they cross the green field, they plunk the head of the wheat and eat them. Nobody will like to eat the wheat when just pluck it out. This is the last resort.
法利赛人却错误地认为耶稣门徒是做了收割和打残的工作。
Well, the Pharisees, they wrongly understand those disciples, what they did is harvest work.
主耶稣没有直接回答法利赛的问题，主耶稣讲述了撒母耳记上21章记载大卫逃避所罗王追杀的发生的一件事。
And here, Lord Jesus did not answer their accusations directly. Instead, Jesus telling them the story which is recorded in the book of Samuel, the First Samuel chapter 21, where David is running away from Saul.And he's hungry.
由于时间关系，我想我不细讲了。就是说，大家回去可以看《撒母耳记上》，从20章、21章、22章讲的是这一件事。
And in the interest of time, I'm not going to go to this story in detail. It's recorded in Book of Samuel, the first of Samuel, chapter
21-22. 面前撤下来的陈设饼，这个陈设饼只有祭司才能吃，但是大卫和跟从他人吃了。上帝没有在圣经中因为这件事来责备大卫。
And the story goes is, as David is hungry, so he go to Nob, and the priest, Ahimelech, he ask for food from Ahimelech, but Ahimelech, as a priest at that time, don't have any other food. They only have the holy bread, the presence bread, and according to the rule, this bread can only be eaten by the priest.
我们知道福音书叫福类福音书，我们今天念马太福音念的经文，平行经文在马可福音2:23-28也有相同的经文。
So in that special situation.David and his companion eat that bread. And if you read the Bible, God did not take this as offense. God did not punish David for this. Also, we know in the Bible, a lot of verses are parallel. Today's in the book of Matthew, it's also recorded in book of Mark.And the Mark chapter 2:23-28.
只是我们看到马可福音比马太福音多了一节经文，就是第27节。主耶稣又对他们说：“安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。”
And in Mark, there's one extra verse. The extra verse is verse 27. And he said to them.The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
所以为了守安息日，而使人忍受饥饿，是不合乎上帝设立安息日的心意的。
So, to follow Sabbath and make people go hungry, that's not the original meaning of God.
所以说，主耶稣接着就要记载大卫的事。驳斥了法利赛人对守安息日的错误解释。
And Jesus used this Old Testament, the story about David, and so point out what was wrong with Pharisees, their interpretation on the Sabbath.
但是我在这里必须提另外一方面，是我们要警醒的，不要认为安息日既然是为人设立的。我们就可以随意而行了。
And I have to point out, we have to be careful. We cannot say, the Sabbath was made of man, was made for man. That means we can do anything we want.
这是不允许的。
This is not allowed.
我们看民数记15:32-35记载的一个以色列人在安息日去到旷野捡柴。
And let's go to the Numbers, the book of Numbers, the chapter 15:32-36, where it is recorded an Israelite who go out of the camp to pick up sticks on Sabbath day.
在民数记15:35是这么说的，耶和华吩咐摩西说，总要把那个人致死，全会众要在营外用石头把他打死。
And in verse 36, he said this. And the Lord said to Moses, This man shall be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp.
所以说我们说捡柴烧做饭的柴火，我们是礼拜六天都能够做的事情。我们每个家庭一般来说都会有预备一些柴。除非他懒惰到一个程度，每一做一顿饭都要出去捡点柴，就把这顿饭做完了就完了。
And now let's think. Gathering sticks is a work you can do on the sixth day. And of course, every family should have some sticks on reserve, and so you can use them with your cooking. Unless you are so lazy, and you are lazy, only go to gather the sticks one cooking at a time, and so that means then you have to gather sticks on Sunday.
所以出于亵渎、放肆、欺慢。 而干犯安息日的都会受到上帝的刑罚。
So if you are blasphemy and if you are not careful and you do not want to follow Sabbath day, then you will be punished by God.
除非你做迫切需要做的，不可在平时在六日不能够做的事情。
Unless you are doing some work that's urgent and that's a work you cannot do on the other 6 day, then that's okay.
迫切需要做的你可以做，但是我们在安息日所做的事情是否属于迫切，这是我们每一个上帝儿女自己要警醒的，要清楚的。不但我们清楚，我想上帝比我们更清楚，你不要在那边欺负上帝。
Of course, you know, what is urgent, what is the work you have to do on the Sunday, Sabbath day. As a sons and daughters of God, you should understand that. Of course, God understands much better, and you be careful.
主耶稣对法利赛人错误解释的第二方面是第五到第八节。
And in verse 5 and 8, Jesus pointed out the second one of what the Pharisees teaching.
祭司在安息日在殿里服侍。 如果他属于工作的话，那是允许的，因为安息日是一个敬拜上帝的时间，任何有关敬拜上帝的工作都是合理的。And
priest had to work in the temple, and that's of course work, but that's allowed because Sabbath day, Sunday, is the day of worshiping God. So that means anything that's related to worshiping God is reasonable. It can be done.
我想这一点作为基督徒不会有更多的疑惑。
And so I will trust that nobody as a Christian will confuse on this.
但是我们要提醒自己一件事，这个在礼拜天安息日服事的工作不是一般的工作。如果说我们把服事的工作认为一般的工作，就会落到一个陷阱里。 我们在服事的时候，同时也把我们平时六日可做的工作也在里面捎带着一起做了。And
but we have to understand the worshiping God, the ministry work is different from our ordinary work. If we treat these two work as the same, equal, then we will get into this pitfall, meaning we will bring other works into Sundays as well.
如果你在做服事安息日服事的工作，同时顺便做了六日可以做的工作，那也是干犯安息日。And
even though you did a lot of work on Sunday, but if you also did some other work which you should able to do on the other 6 days, that means you are transgressed against the Sabbath.
主耶稣对法利赛人第三方面的挑战记载九节到十三节。
The third challenge of Jesus to Pharisees is recorded in verse 9 to 13.
我们读过经文，我们很清楚，主耶稣会堂里有一个手枯干的人，别人有人问耶稣说安息的治病可以不可以？当然，他们这种提问是一种控告性的提问。
And that's recorded that Jesus went into the synagogue, and there is a man who with a withered hand, and they ask Jesus, is that lawful to heal on Sabbath? They not just ask questions, they are trying to accuse him.
主耶稣用安息的一只羊掉在坑里为例回答他们，当我们知道羊掉在坑里，它就没有自由，羊也失去了安息，羊的主人就应该把羊拉上来，使羊得安息。
And Jesus used the example of a sheep who fall into a pit on a Sabbath day as an example to answer them. So when a sheep fall into the pit. He yet lost freedom, and of course he lost the Sabbath or the peace. And the owner of the shell should, you know, hold it, carry it out, so the sheep get peace and Sabbath.
到第十二节，主耶稣说：“人比羊何等贵重，所以在安息日做善事是可以的。”
And Jesus used on verse 7, Jesus said, "Of how much more value is a man than a sheep?" So it is lawful to do good things on Sabbath.
因为一个人手枯干，一个人他的手是枯干的，他不能够得安息。当主耶稣医治他的手，使他得安息。
When a person whose hand is withered, he is not in a Sabbath state. Only when Jesus healed him, so he become more peaceful and happy.
所以主耶稣说安息的做怜悯人的工作，使人得安息的工作是可以的。
And here Jesus proclaimed, on Sabbath day, if you do ministry work of mercy, and you give people Sabbath, then that work is okay.
我们看到主耶稣在第八节宣告人子是安息日的主之后，他这个宣告直接挑战了犹太教的宗教领袖。
And in verse 8, Jesus declared, "For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath." He is challenging the establishment of the Jewish leadership.
当主耶稣在安息日医治了那个枯干一只手的病人，证实了自己就是那位安息日的主。
And when Jesus on Sabbath day healing that person.Whose hand is withered, and therefore demonstrated he is the Lord of Sabbath.
我们看假冒伪善的法利赛人，当他们看到安息日的主的时候，他们不认为是天国近了，他们只是感到自己的社会地位被摇动了。
And those hypocrites, Pharisees, when they see this act which demonstrated.Jesus is the Lord of Sabbath day. They do not believe the kingdom is near. They only understand of their leadership was crumbling.
所以说我们要看到法利赛人这种没有上帝国度观念的人往往会落到一个陷阱里面去，看重自己已经有的。
So here, you know, when we think about the Pharisees, if they don't have the kingdom of God, they don't have the world view of the Christians, then you can only think about what is in for you, for yourself.
第十四节说，法利赛人出去商议怎样可以灭除耶稣，耶稣知道了就离开那里。
So, therefore, you know, in verse 14 it's recorded.But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him, want to destroy him.
我想我和大家分享第三个题目是怜悯公义的安息日主。
Now, let's to the third topic, which is the merciful, righteous Lord of Sabbath.
从第十七节到二十一节，这些经文证实先知以赛亚的话在耶稣身上得到应验。
And of course, from verse 17 to verse 21, this is to fulfill what prophet Isaiah said, which is fulfilled on Jesus.
主耶稣来到世上，不增进，不喧纳，秧上的芦苇他不折断，江残的灯火他不吹灭。
Jesus, Lord Jesus, come to this world. He did not quarrel or cry aloud.And a bruised reed he did not break, and a smoking wick he did not quench.
在这里，压上的芦苇与江残的灯火是指那些想要除灭主耶稣的法利赛人，他们与上帝为敌，就如压上的芦苇，如江残的灯火， 只有奄奄一息的气息。
And here when we say the bruised reed or the smoldering wick, is saying this are talking about the Pharisees who want to kill Jesus. They are the enemy of God, and they don't have much power. They near death.
然而主耶稣有丰盛的怜悯，他不将他折断，不将他吹灭，留给他们有悔改的机会。
Even for them, there is abundant mercy from Jesus. He will not break them. He will not smother them, and he will give them the chance, the opportunity to repent.
但是到了第二十节的下半节说，等他实行公理，叫公理得胜。
But of course, in the second half of verse 20, it said, "Until he brings justice to victory."
因此，我们要清楚地知道，安息日的主也是实行公义审判的主。
We need to clearly understand this: the Lord of Sabbath is also the Lord who will bring justice and bring punishment.
主耶稣再来的日子，公理一定得胜。
When Jesus comes again, justice will win.
因此，我们不要因为主耶稣压伤的芦苇他不折断，江船的灯火他不吹灭，我们就轻慢守安息日的诫命。
And now, let's not think about, oh, Jesus will not breathe the reed or not smolding the wick. Then we don't have to be careful about the commandment on the Sabbath day.
圣经中多次提到耶和华上帝说，爱我守我诫命的，我必向他发慈爱直到千代。
And from the Bible we know God mentioned many times it's like this, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments.
我们应该看到，当我们不守上帝诫命的时候，那是我们自己跑出了上帝慈爱的保护伞。
We should know when we are not following God's commandments, that means we left the protection umbrella of God's love.
我们不要等到有病了，有难处了，才来求靠上帝。
We shall not wait until we're sick or we have difficulty, and then we pray and ask for God.
作为基督徒应该清楚地知道，我们能够顺利，能够平安，能够有健康，那是在上帝慈爱的看护之下而有的。
As a Christian, we should understand when we are, have a smooth, peaceful, and healthy life, that's because God's love.
许多时候我们把这个关系颠倒了。
And many times we turn this relationship upside down.
国内有个传道人讲十一奉献的时候说，十一是上帝的，你不将它送入上帝的国里，就会被送到医院，送到车房，甚至送到律师的手里。
And there is a preacher in China, and when he talked about the tithes, the offering, he said the tithes belong to God. If you did not give to the kingdom of God, it will be given to the hospital, the repair shop, or the lawyer's office.
当然，送到那些地方是不蒙上帝纪念的。
And when you give it to those places, it will not be remembered by God.
同样，安息日的时间是属于上帝的。如果我们不把这个时间给上帝，我们也会在其他失去其他更多的时间。
So in the same mean, the time of Sabbath belong to God. If we don't give this time to God, we'll lose many other times.
当我们把安息日时间归给上帝的时候，是蒙上帝纪念的。当我们不走出从这个诫命中走出去，我们会失去更多的时间，那些时间是不会被上帝纪念的。
And when we gave the Sabbath time to God, then it will be remembered by God. But if we don't give this time to God, we lose a lot of other time, and those will not be remembered by God.
唯有遵循上帝的诫命，才是能让你喜悦的。Only
when we follow God's commandment, and will be remembered by God.
那是能上帝赐福的。And
that will have God's blessing.
我们低头祷告。Let's
pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢您，谢谢您赐下宝贵的话语，也求上帝赐下能力给我们。Dear
Heavenly Father, we thank you, give us this precious word, and then we ask you to give us the capabilities.
让我们有能力和信心来遵循你的话语。So
we have the strength, we have the faith to follow your word.
做一个讨你喜悦的人。And
we'll be the one after your heart.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.